Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And Musi Maimane is BUSA president on the line with us as well for some reaction. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for making time for us, Mr. Maimane.
Good evening, and good evening to fellow South Africans. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Thank you so much for making time for us. Your reaction to the president's budget vote?
Well, I think, you know, all the ideas that the president puts forward are ideas that South Africans want. But what's absolutely important is that we focus on implementation. We ensure that we create the budget allocations for it. And thirdly, we hold the president to account on that regard. That's why, as BOSA, we continue and echo the call for an oversight committee on the president. As I chair the appropriations committee, I'd raise with the president notionally that we need to ensure that budget spend is prioritized towards the safety of citizens rather than a bloated cabinet, and ensuring that when it's all said and done, that when we look at our 60% social wage spend, that we can't put that under more pressure by allowing an increase in the energy price. So whilst the speech is welcomed, and I don't disagree with the idea some of the president has put forth, the work still needs to be done at execution.
You make the point that, in fact, for now, the bulk of the work will be sitting on your lap for that oversight role, since we still don't have an oversight committee looking at what the presidency is doing. And as you can see, a lot of this now has been packed into the presidency, all these committees, working groups and so on, which seem to be sitting with a lot of responsibility, but there is no oversight. So we're going to be looking to you for some of that.
No, absolutely. And that's why in our stance about not being inside the GNU, but insisting on making sure that we play our oversight role was precisely for that reason. Secondly, we've got to be able to interrogate more deeply the nature of the expenditure framework that's been put forward. And as part of the appropriations work, I'll certainly be looking at all the respective agencies that sit within the president, whether that's the SSA and the various programs, to come and account for the allocations that have been put forward. But also, it's not just the rands and cents that go into it. It's about the achievement of the goals that are there. Because you can give money to education, but if kids are not being educated, then you've got a problem. And therefore, we've got to ensure there's a deeper alignment to program and expenditure that goes in there. That's why, as Build One South Africa, will continue that fight and that accountability even in Parliament.
Do you concur? He says there's been a lot of work that was, you know, it was putting together these committees. It was preparatory work that went into the past 5 years, obviously sitting within the presidency. And of course, you know, all we can, we're going by what he tells us mostly. Do you believe we are now ready for the phase two that he calls a phase two of this delivery phase? We are now going to start seeing the fruits of all the work that they've been doing. Have you been following? Do you get a sense that we are on the right track?
Look, I now come in on the seventh administration, and I can't, when I look at the plans and the programs, they've all been there. But what's important is that government works in a way that we take the objectives and we translate them into annual performance plans. Once I see those annual performance plans and their measurability, then we can say we are getting ready for the second phase of administration or delivery. Because if it's not in there, for example, take the National Development Plan. When it was meant to be put into annual performance plans, only half of them were allocated to that, and only 25% were indicated as achieved. And that's been over since the institution of the National Development Plan 24 years ago. So when I look at the next 5 years, it's going to be important that we take an even greater energy in taking whatever the plan is and putting it in annual performance plans, allocating money so we can hold it accountable. This is not playing politics. It's about making sure that government actually, what it says, it actually does, and it funds, and once it's funded, it is accountable.
You know, there's a lot that we want to ask you as you sit in your chair as Appropriations Committee Chair, because we've just heard that higher education returned 50 plus million the past financial year. As a department, it boggles the mind, because we're sitting here thinking how many young students were not able to access money through NSFAS and all these other programs. You know, how many we could be starting a university. We could be doing so much more with the money that was returned. And we're not seeing that. So the kind of stuff that you think is a priority as you're going to sit into this as a chair, where would you begin, Mr. Maimane?
Yeah, when we talk about growth initiatives, to me, I think we've got to prioritize funding into infrastructure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you want to grow any economy, you want to make sure the lights stay on, and which we have been able to achieve in the last 120 days.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the next phase is about transitioning from carbon-intensive energy to more sustainable energy. And that's going to take massive investment. But also spending on infrastructure that goes particularly into townships. That's going to matter, because that's where citizens actually live and work and need to be able to work. The other point is, let's fix the logistics and the ports. So we've done the National Logistics Crisis Committee that the president spoke about. Now it needs to start delivering, making sure that Transnet works, but not only that Transnet works, but TRASA equally so is able to ferry South Africans via rail from places of home to work.
Mm.
That's what adds to investment criteria. And then thirdly, our focal area is about making sure that we manage our debt, because at this point in time, the highest budget spend is debt, which will only stabilize in the third year from now on. Therefore, we need to ensure that we are not borrowing to fund living expenditure, if I could put it in simple terms, but we're borrowing to build infrastructure. And part of that is not just allocating bailouts to state-owned enterprises, but making sure that actually that building goes into infrastructure build. So there's a lot that we can do. There's a lot that it's within our frame to be able to achieve, but we need a government that's going to be capable. And so to me, I've given my assurance to the president that we will be constructive in our work,
mm-hmm.
make sure we give support when support is due, but when projects simply don't make sense, we are not going to do that. It would be a dereliction of duty and an abscondment from the people of South Africa and the role they've given us in Parliament.
You speak of, you know, we must be mindful of debt, and we need to also prioritize infrastructure for growth, for development, for jobs and so on. What's your feeling? I mean, and this is obviously very early. What's your feeling around the infrastructure fund and the kind of funding models that they're proposing?
Look, again, one of the proposals that were put was that we'll fund it through state-owned enterprises.
Mm.
That net return on SOEs has been net negative in as far as its own ROE. So we need to think hard about where that money is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
I've always proposed to the president that we need a Jobs and Justice Fund, and so we need to create a fund going into the next administration so we can fund for it.
Mm.
But also, you've just highlighted a very good example of money being sent back from not only the Department of Higher Education, but I can cite
20, many yes.
local government institutions.
Yep.
So those institutions, local government, must be fixed with the capability so that no money is wasted, but it also must be at the forefront of funding for infrastructure, because that's where roads, bridges, etc. are being built.
Mm.
So I think the possibilities are there, the opportunities there for South Africa, but it's going to need capability of the state, absolute discipline, the eradication of waste and leakages in the system, and making sure that whatever the size of this cabinet, we don't end up with mixed priorities and muddle our way through. I have proposed to the president that one of the things we could do almost on an immediate basis is converting South Africa into a battery center of the world. Because as we transition into sustainable energy, the battery operation, whether it's electric vehicles and stuff, is an opportunity available for us. Therefore, the minerals are here. We fix the logistics, we keep the lights on. South Africa could become a net exporter and ensure that our economy is able to derive the benefit and the growth that goes from it.
Mr. Maimane, you say that, right? And you made the point earlier. A lot of all of this is good to many people's ears. And if you look at what's on the table, yes, if followed through on, it's actually quite good. But even when projects sort of start kicking in, it takes a very long time for our government to get its act together. We are hearing stories about cooperative governance working better. I'm certainly not seeing the results thereof. Maybe you can tell us, you know, from the little that you've been able to observe, whether we are actually making some improvements, some inroads.
Well, I think it's early days. Yeah. Remember, government has only been convened...
Not in your current role. I'm just... Not in your current role. I'm just saying, perhaps I'm just naive, yes.
Historically, I agree with you. And again, that's because if it doesn't find itself in the priority plans or the annual performance plans of government, it's not going to happen. So we've got to observe for that. And I think over the long term, I have noticed government in many ways that has not been able to deliver at the level that you are talking about, because our GDP growth in the last 10 years had been at 0.1%. Mm. And we've gone through a phase where corruption hindered our ability to be able to do that. So to me, I think it's without doubt, eradicate corruption, build capability, aim for growth, so that you can begin to not live out of debt, but actually enjoy a budget that produces some surplus and at least able to invest. So I agree with the frustration of South Africans. We are way too slow at delivery. We've lived through the last 5 years of absolute slowness and missed targets. Mm. Now I want to give the next administration the benefit of the doubt with saying now we've got to achieve urgency. That's the work that we've got to do now.
Mr. Musimemani, thank you so much for your time. He's a Build One South Africa president, is also now the chair of the Appropriations Committee. We'll obviously be speaking to him quite a bit. At some point, we'll have him come and explain exactly what the Appropriations Committee does. But really, essentially, this is going to be the committee that we're going to be asking to help us with a bit more oversight on where our monies are going, how our departments are not spending the money, are spending the money, where is there wasteful expenditure, and so on. So I suppose we just need to have him here just to explain clearly to us what it is that he's going to do, so that we know going forward, you know, the kinds of responsibilities that will be sitting on his shoulder and what to expect.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.